is recording.
The committee will please come to order. We have three items on the docket. First is proposed ordinance 22-27 entitled elected officials. And
make a motion we put on the floor for discussion.
Motion made to put 22-27 on the table for consideration, but I have not heard a second.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Lukowski, would you please come and speak to your ordinance? Oh.
Check. Yes, sir.
When we get through here, I've skipped you.
I'm at your request here. Whenever you want me, I'll do it.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Lukowski.
I'll yield to the treasurer if I need to.
Nope, go ahead.
All right, so this is what you have in front of you here. This ordinance is an effort to increase the salaries of our elected officials. I believe in personnel committee. I have given you all this nice, beautiful spreadsheet, and keep in mind all the numbers on this spreadsheet are all 2021 numbers from the AAC 2021 publication. But I believe in the original ordinance I presented tied these salaries to Arkansas code, and it was kind of defined as a percentage of max. When you tie those two together, it basically put our elected officials at getting a 3% increase annually, because that maximum salary that they can achieve per Arkansas code goes up 3% annually. That's set in code. So we talked about removing that. I think personnel even passed the amendment to remove that 3% requirement. I'm not really 100% for sure, but that's why you see hard numbers in front of you today for elected officials. Now, the numbers I have plugged into those slots are the numbers highlighted in green on your spreadsheet here that put all of our elected officials at 80% of the maximum they can get paid per Arkansas statute for the year 2022. That's where that number comes from. Now, to me, it's really up to the quorum court if we want to slide those up and down the scale however they fit. There are a couple of ways of looking at our elected official salaries in this data. The top part of it is all of the counties, and then I've added their population in there too. Then you've got an average salary row, then Faulkner County's deviation from that average salary. Then you have the average minus Faulkner County, and then Faulkner County's deviation from that average. So I've tried to display the information here. And then in columns, we have the salary amount. Next to it, you have a new way of looking at it, which is salary per population. So it kind of takes the salary of elected officials and compares it to the population of the county, because obviously not all Class 6 counties are the same population. We have some on the lower scale and some on the higher scale. So this kind of runs that salary by population down all of our elected officials and across all the counties. You then have another way of looking at it, which is percentage of max. At what percentage of the maximum allowable salary per statute are these elected officials in other counties at? And I believe in all those instances, I took the averages, and I also displayed Faulkner County's deviation from the average in those. Now, I'm a little biased, but I think Faulkner County is a little better than average. And I would argue the same, not just for our elected official salaries, but for the salaries of the rest of our employees. I know we've done a lot of work right now trying to get all of our employees at least up to average, right? That's just like step number one, is to get them all there. But I think Faulkner County is a little better than average. So I don't know. It's really up to the court if we want to adjust these salary numbers for our elected officials. There is no doubt that these are significant increases from where their salaries are at today. Like, I'm not disputing that at all, because you can see in the last column the percentage of raise. I think I added their 2022 salary, what was budgeted for 2022 in there, and the difference. And everybody's getting at least a 20% raise with the numbers that we have proposed here today. But the other side of the coin that I look at is that we have to make an investment in the leadership of our county going forward. You know, at what point are we going to have a chance to continue to look these? I know it was the same conversation with employee salaries. We overlook COLAs a lot. We don't give the COLAs that are needed. So that's why we're having all these big jumps this year in salary increases. So I think it's balancing that. It's balancing compensating them fairly, preparing us for the future, and doing what makes budgetary sense for the county as well.
Question? This didn't go to personnel, right?
It did go through personnel.
Understand this one.
Not last month, but the month before.
It didn't look like this.
It didn't look like that. It's been changed on personnel's request, I believe.
I mean, I'm chair of personnel. I'm never making a request.
Okay. Okay. Let me pull up my email real quick. The old ordinance, I remember, set it at a percentage of the maximum per Arkansas statute. It didn't have hard numbers in there.
I believe it was tabled in personnel. Is that right?
I know there was a motion to amend it and add the coroner to that, right? And I believe that passed. And that didn't make it on my.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
It did pass, but it's been amended 100% since that time, right?
Yeah. And I forgot about adding the coroner to this whenever I made the revision. It was too late to change.
Okay.
I'm trying to find. Yes, sir.
So the motion that added the coroner to the proposed ordinance is not represented here today.
It's correct.
This is an entirely new proposal.
Yes, because I forgot that motion was made and amended. So it's really up to the committee. Y'all can table it. I can come back with a cleaner ordinance. Or you can make the appropriate amendments tonight as you deem worthy.
Okay. It was amended and it was approved in May. But it was amended.
Well, what we approved is not reflected here at all.
Correct.
I'm of the mindset to send it back to personnel.
Second.
And that's formal motion.
Further questions or comments about sending it back to personnel?
I would concur with sending it to personnel, but I do support the endeavor.
Yep, and same thing, just for process. We've done this on several other ordinances where folks really wanted them to go through the proper procedure, and you know, just trying to save the trouble of other committee folks who might have the same question.
Absolutely, I agree.
Chair, I have a question before we vote. Would the coroner just be added, I guess, to the assessor collector line item in the ordinance? That 975-0860 or which I'll talk about.
Justice Boyer made the motion.
Comment?
Oh,
I was just curious, like, could we amend it to add the coroner and then send the amended over to personnel?
I think we all need to deal with it in personnel.
This is a personnel.
It's a personnel issue.
Yeah. Technically, it's not a personnel issue because it's elected officials, and elected officials are not personnel.
But the coroner's office is not an elected office.
That's true.
And the coroner's office is the most heavily worked office in the county. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to send the ordinance back to personnel. Is there any further comments about it? All in favor of sending it?
I don't have a second on that.
If we're gonna do some other changes,
Pearson Boyer.
Let's refer to the budget finance aspect of this also. This ordinance doesn't become effective until January of 2023. And even if it comes back from personnel, it's still a budget and finance. It's, I consider this part of the process for budgeting the entire county for 2023, not just for one, for just the elected officials. So, and I don't know, I haven't talked with Scott about this. Can we guarantee that our budget will support this in 2023 at this point, Scott?
I have not looked 1 minute at the budget for 2023 yet. I apologize. We're just now getting halfway through this year. But no, we'll start looking at that in September.
And I understand that. It was kind of a facetious question, I suppose. But I think in our last forum court meeting, you had made a statement that our anticipated gains that we've had for this year, you don't anticipate that to continue in the same
manner. Let me clarify that if we're talking about sales tax, those statements. Okay. Sales tax gains, yes. Which is two funds, County Road and...
I understand that.
Okay.
But by osmosis, other parts of the county can be affected too.
I just want to be clear what we were talking about last month. And we're going to talk about the same thing here just a second.
Right.
So.
I propose that, see what your thoughts are on this, but take it up in the September meeting when we take up other pay raises. Since this doesn't go into effect until... you know, the next calendar year, that way we can look at it as part of the budgeting cycle, which to me would make more sense.
Kind of my method for that was, there was a couple of reasons. One, we're in election cycle, and I didn't want it to look like we're trying to be favorable towards any elected officials. So maybe that's another thing. Maybe we need to push it out of an election cycle and just wait till next year altogether. Another thing was that this is not an appropriation ordinance. I wasn't trying to make an appropriation ordinance because I think it has the importance of needing three readings, a full three readings. So I didn't want to make an appropriation ordinance, add the emergency clause, because I wanted to ensure that the court was comfortable with it and had the full three readings. It's really, I'm just wanting to bring up the idea that this needs to be done. So it really, I'm not preferential on the way the committees want to move forward with it.
I actually like the idea for the full three readings and go ahead and start on it in August and make sure we have that time for the three readings as we get into the budget cycle. I think the timing on that would work out pretty well.
And I know generally when we go into a budget cycle, we don't adjust salaries in the budget cycle. Usually all those salaries were approved prior any raises and stuff that were done. Because in courts past, it was deemed trying to hide raises in the budget cycle. That's just what I remember. Like I said,
it's just these are significant amounts.
They are significant amounts, absolutely.
And we don't know what next year's budget's going to look like. And it just, I don't know, just it would give me a more holistic picture because the amounts are so significant.
Yeah.
So I would be inclined to look at the budgeting cycle for that reason. And I do appreciate you wanting to have the three readings on it because I think it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I think it's an important issue. I don't disregard that at all. I'm not at all comfortable with the amounts that you proposed here, but I think it's a starting point to discuss.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to put out there.
And, you know, so that's where I'm at. I'd like to send it back through personnel just to get through the proper procedure as the motion is on the table, just so nobody has any problems with the procedure. You know, that way we can debate whether or not we want to include the coroner's office in this as well, and, you know, send it back through and take course from there. That would be my recommendation. You don't sound like you're in a hurry to get it done. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I think that's wise, and I'm with you on that page as well.
I'm going to seek my clarification before y'all take the vote, if that's all right. So it goes back to budget, or it goes back to personnel, I'll take whatever was presented to personnel, whatever that ordinance was, add the coroner, and then we'll bring that. That's what we'll bring back.
The motion to amend was to add the coroner already.
Yeah.
That's what the motion to amend was, to
right.
add the coroner
yeah.
at that time.
Right. So, brief, say that one more time for me.
I'm going to take what I presented to personnel 2 months ago or whenever that was,
mm-hmm.
add the coroner, because that was the motion to amend,
mm-hmm.
was add the coroner to that and bring that back to personnel.
But you're going to use this
if
data.
If you want to go back to that old ordinance, I think that's fine. If you want to start fresh in personnel with the new ordinance, I think that's fine too. That'd be your discretion.
Okay.
I take up either issue.
I think the reason I changed this is because everyone in personnel didn't like the fact that stay at the 3%.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why it was changed. And I don't know if it meant to be changed midstream like this or not, but that's why the change was made.
Yeah. And
I understand procedurally
yeah.
what's going on too.
Yeah. And I appreciate you keeping that in mind, because I think that was a non-starter for a lot of folks, myself included
yeah,
as well. And this is a different way to look at it. So, like I said, you want to bring the original ordinance, that's fine. You know, start back over with this one, fresh from personnel, I think that's fine. That'd just be my preference.
I think a systemic approach to this issue is beneficial. I'm sure we'll discuss the numbers ad nauseum. But I do, once we get there, I think the systemic approach is the right way to do it compared to how we're doing it now.
Further comments? All in favor of the motion to amend, indicate by saying aye.
Motion to send to personnel. You said amend, but it's to send back to personnel.
That was the motion to send it back to personnel and add the coroner.
We'll discuss the corner in personnel. We're just going to send it back to personnel. This is my motion.
You're on the floor first. Okay. All in favor of Mr. Pearson's motion to send it to personnel, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes. All right. Now then. What's next? Now, Mr. Sampson. It's your turn. Out of order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I possibly am out of order. I'm not possibly. I sent all of you a sheet here. I kind of broke one of my rules this month and sent a justice of a spreadsheet I put together and didn't send it to everyone. So for speediness, I got you a printed copy here, and then you will get an email from me tomorrow with the same information. So we're going to do a summary of the big five here for Quorum Court. January 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2022. County General funds $1,004,209,498.07. County Road fund $2,003,314,015.68. County Road sales tax fund 3402, $3,111,347.61. Animal Welfare and Control fund 3404, $1,414,827.31. Criminal Justice Tax, Fund 3407, $2,135,673.87. And then, of course, we've added the two for right now, the Coronavirus Relief, Fund 1005, $1,068,363.69. And American Rescue Plan, Fund 3046, $23,464,312.13. You will notice that there is not a bottom section. That section is actually not my data. It's Margaret's data. I just put it together. And I did not get the bottom section verified. If there are any specific questions, I'll answer what I know is good, but I did not include it on your sheet. It will be included in full court. So page two. This is our county general revenue and how we compare over the last 5 years. You can see our green line there for 2022 is below our 2021. We are off of about $225,000 versus 2021, and that could be an issue. We discussed last year before we were having the short. I mean, last month I said last year when we had the shortfalls. It's still in the same lines. If anybody would like to discuss this further, please. I don't have the numbers here in front of me. Feel free to give me a call. We'll go through them.
Page three, sales tax. Sales tax for June was 1,043,110.45. That is 0.8 increase over this month last year. We are still running at 14.15% running total versus 2021. Page four, we're currently at 56% of the projected. Of course, you know, we're halfway through the year, so at 56% we're above our projected revenue. And lastly, the 3-month moving average chart versus the 1-year moving average. This is one here where we're starting to see this thing turn like we think it's going to turn. It's just doing it a little bit faster than I thought it would. Thought the 3-year month moving average would be back either even with or above the 1-year moving average this month. It was not. This is the first time in 2 years it hasn't been. We're going to keep an eye on this. I really expect that 1-year moving average to flatten out. But that's kind of where we are. Still cautious on revenue, County General, and even more cautious on not necessarily the revenue, tax revenue, sales tax revenue, but the growth of the sales tax revenue. It's doing roughly what we thought it would do. But once again, we're gonna beat projections, but we're not going to continue to grow like we've been growing. You just can't do it. Just grow too much.
Questions from Mr. Sampson. Mr. Sampson, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Next is proposed ordinance 22-31 for the assessor's office.
Make a motion we approve.
Approved.
Yeah. Put it on the table.
Second.
Second.
Are there any comments or questions of our dear assessor about the ordinance? No comments or questions, then I'll call for a motion to advance this to the full court for its consideration.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of advancing proposed ordinance 22-31 to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ms. Lewis? We've got one stop ahead. The next is proposed ordinance 22-32. And Ms. Woolley came up, and I need to make
How about I'll make a motion to put it on the table, and then we can amend it if we need to.
Yeah.
Second.
Good. Ms. Woolley indicated in Section 10 the third term appropriated should be scratched out and the word transferred.
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Second.
Second, in Section 11, in the second line, code 4004 should be changed to 4005.
I amend my original motion to include that change.
Good. Second.
All right. Are there any questions or comments about the ordinance?
We need to vote on the amendment. Mr. Chair, there was also a typo in Section 13.
Okay. First, before we get to him, the questions have been called on the amendments. All in favor of the two amendments indicate by the one amendment that contains two changes indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Now,
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make an additional motion to change the word effective to effect. Under, in Section 13.
Brown seconded.
Okay, we have an editorial change. All in favor of accepting the amendment in section 13, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. All right, is there any questions or comments about any of the sections? Do I need to go through them one at a time? Are there any comments or questions about section one? Section two. Section three. Section four. Section five. Section six. Section seven.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like an explanation just for section seven and eight. Just on the need for the additional appropriations for overtime.
So in section 7 and section 8, we are asking for new appropriation for those two departments for overtime. And I looked at our entire payroll budgets for all of our departments, and right now we do have one payroll department that the overtime ran into the negative. It is in section 9 and 10 that will be taking care of the one that's in the negative. The other sections, I tried to project how much our usage would be for the rest of the year so that way I could come with all of our information at one time and look at it hopefully just once and then revisit it if we have to towards the end of the year and not have to keep coming back individually to talk to y'all every month. So I projected, I ran reports in FI to see how much our overtime usage has been in all of our payroll departments. And in our county general department for the sheriff's office and for the county jail, and we do not have any other line items, expense line items to transfer from. We strictly have payroll in those departments. We did have some expenses in, I believe it's county jail. Other than personal services was other professional services, which was a portion of the medical contract. And that portion has already been paid out of County General. So there's no other available funding other than personal services in those two departments. So I have no other choice than to ask for a new appropriation for the overtime usage. And I do have spreadsheets to explain if y'all would like them. I don't know how in-depth you want to look at it, but I do have that to just show you what has taken place and how I projected how much we would need. Each sheet, they are front and back. Each of the sheets are analyzed each department individually. And so the top sheet analyzes the part-time budget in our sheriff's department. And so off of our current usage, I project that we'll need approximately 3,000 payroll, and we have 12 payrolls left. And so that'd be approximately $36,000 in our budget right now remaining. Is approximately a little over $44,000, so I perceive that we'll have about $8,000 left over in our part-time that we may not use, so that's why I've requested to transfer what I believe is going to be available of $8,000 from our part-time to our overtime, which was Section 6. But that's all I can perceive to have available there. And then the next page, the page is looking at the overtime in the sheriff's budget in county general. We estimate to use approximately $6,000 a pay period with 12 pay periods left. That's approximately $72,000 for the rest of the year. And our balance remaining right now is a little over $30,000, so we'll need around $41,000. That's where I requested to transfer the $8,000 from part-time to supplement part of that, and then we're requesting $34,000 for the rest to get us to the $42,000. And we have currently 64 positions full-time in the Sheriff's Department that partake in that. The third sheet is looking at the overtime usage in the county jail in county general. We have an estimated usage of around $3,500, 12 pay periods left, $42,000, and our balance right now is $12,000, a little over $12,000. And so we need approximately right under $30,000. So we ask for around $30,000 to get us through the rest of the year. We have 36 employees in the county jail that's paid out of that payroll department. And then part-time, the next page, is part-time in the criminal justice department that is for the jail payroll. We only have 2 part-time employees right now. It's really hard to have part-time employees in the jail because of the extensive training that they need. And also that we have 12-hour shifts, and just hiring someone into part-time is hard to do. Sometimes we can switch them from being full-time to part-time, but it's hard to just get them straight away to part-time. So we only have 2 right now, and so we have a lot of extra. We were hopeful that we could get more there, but we just haven't been able to. And to be honest, we're short-handed right now in the jail, I believe, 15 vacancies. Even with the raises, we got them off field right after the raises. There was, you know, a lot of excitement and everything. We got them off field, and then now we have, you know, vacancies again. So that is partly why this increase is occurring. And then if you look at the overtime usage, we use, I estimated the remaining, because we do have as many vacancies as we do, approximately $5,500 a pay period times 12 pay periods. We need $66,000. That's the one we're in the negative by $4,000. So I need approximately $70,000. We're asking to transfer the $32,000 from part-time, and then transfer $38,000 from our vehicles. And Chief Woolley can attest to why we feel like we're comfortable transferring that from vehicles and not maybe from other expense line items. And as you know, in our households, all of our expenses are increasing, and that does not turn away from our county expenses as well. We see increases in gas, we see increases in our products we purchase for inmate housing and things like that as well. And so the only comfortable place I feel transferring right now is from vehicles, because we have had a tremendous hard time actually trying to acquire any vehicles at this time, and he can explain that. I feel like there's available funding there instead of having to ask for a new appropriation in criminal justice. And then overtime, criminal justice, deputies and dispatchers, we have 13 full-time employees there. We use approximately $1,200 a pay period, 12 pay periods left. That's around a little over $14,000. We have around $9,500, so we're asking to transfer $5,000 from the vehicle line item. So, and then on the very last sheet, I just pulled this from our FCSO stats sheet that we give out, the sheriff reports on every month to you all, and I added in what we're at as of today for July for our vacancies in the jail and in our patrol division. So just to kind of give you an overlook.
As a follow-up question, so I understand the money's not there, but I don't understand why. I mean, I understand there are a lot of vacancies in your detention rank or detention officer ranks. And it looks like you had a jump in patrol for a couple of months. So where all is this overtime going to be paid out to besides detention officers?
So if you look at our budgets, I don't have my budget
How many do you have going to the academy?
Right now, we you have that.
Right now, we have five.
So you got five in the academy, and those slots have to be filled with overtime.
But, and that's the thing. It may show that we have three, but when you're training guys, the positions are actually filled, but they're not on the road by themselves. So it still costs overtime for the full-time guys because these guys are not released yet to work on them. We pulled a snapshot. Even from May to June, we've seen an increase of nearly 1,000 calls just in 1 month from May to June. In overtime, when you're 16 short in the jail, your detention officers that you have are pulling extra shifts, and that's all overtime. They're working their shift plus more to make up for the coverage. As you've seen, we've had two homicides already this year. When you work a homicide, that's all hands on deck from your criminal investigation division. They work till that case file is complete. So that eats up a lot of extra overtime hours. There's what the call load.
I don't have previous year's budgets in front of me, and I didn't have a chance to look, but how does this compare to years past? I mean, has it been typical to come and ask for this much in addition for overtime expenses?
So over the last couple of years, and not last year, but a couple of years before that, we had to little by little keep cutting budgets, and so we had to keep cutting any of our expense line items within County General down to what we have left now. And so it's primarily all personal services is what we have there, except for that portion we allotted for the medical contract. And so all we have now is that, and there's nothing left of that. So in years past, we did have a few line items where we could transfer from, or we had enough within part-time that we could transfer from. And so we would do that. And I cannot say for certain whether or not we have had to ask for a new appropriation, but I do know when I looked at last year's overtimes to see where we landed at the end of the year, we had used 100% of our overtime budget in every single one of our payrolls. And that was because at the end of the year, I believe in December, we came forward with the ordinance to either transfer out of a overtime if it had some left into one that needed it, but they were all zeroed out at the end of the year last year.
So, I think I'd add that when we go through the budget process, we have squeezed not only the Sheriff's Department, but some other departments, since the Sheriff's Department's before, but we've squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. And when the Sheriff's Department balked on us, our reply was, well, just come back and ask us. Looks to me like that's what they're doing.
Sure, yeah.
And with some good data.
Yeah, and my line of questioning is not against this appropriation at all. I'm just doing my due diligence as a member of this court to ask why it's necessary and, if this is anticipated to happen again in the future, because we need to do our best to plan accordingly. And, asking for this much halfway through the year is just a little bit of a red flag for me.
And just to kind of roll back to what I said earlier, we're not needing every one of these right now. I decided to look at every single one of our payroll departments and try to project through the end of the year so I wouldn't be coming to see y'all every month, hopefully. And then that way it would just be towards the tail end. We could relook at all of them and see if we needed anything else or if we're still sitting okay, if these got appropriate or not. Because as Justice Pickett said earlier, the coroner's office is one of the most heavily worked. Our office is so, and our workload just increases every day and more is expected out of us every single day. And so our work is not decreasing. If anything, it's increasing. And it's things that are out of our hands, like the homicide. Those are things we have to have all claims on deck. We can't just say, we got to scrunch back those hours. We can't do that. We just have to do it. And that's for our citizens of this county.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure.
I make a motion we send ordinance 2232 to the full court.
I still have some comments.
Okay.
I've just passed out a sheet on from the financial information system that was printed today. And it has to do with the cover sheet on for Department 400, HAWC 400. There are funds unspent in Department 400 that will cover these proposed requests for out of county general. I have not brought in the information for alt 4118. Now, this has to do with budget control. My comments have to do with budget control by the sheriff's office. There are funds available to cover the request from county general, but the sheriff's office doesn't want to do it like that. Now, the other point I want to make is that if you go to the last page that Ms. Woolley handed out, and you see the number of vacant positions in the detention and the number of vacant positions in patrol, all of those represent salaries that are not paid because they're vacant. And those funds could be transferred from the salary to overtime or part-time. So there are two sources of funds. One is the other line items in their budget and in salaries not paid that just involve a transfer rather than a new appropriation from county general. So the choice that the sheriff has made is to ask county general to fund the revenues and to fund their expenditures rather than transferring funds within their department. So the question before the committee and ultimately before the court is how we want the sheriff to manage his budget. So that's where we are.
Mr. Chair, can I ask a question about your comment? Which line item specifically do you think it could come from?
Well, first it comes from full-time salaries that are not paid.
Well, I'm looking at this and I see, you know, percentage used, 51%. And if we're halfway through the year, where's the excess, I guess?
Well, we're a little bit, we're, what, one payroll past mid-year.
Mm-hmm.
So the salary is part-time. And I have not printed and distributed the jail. The patrol is one and the detention officer. I hadn't printed that information from FI.
Well, my questions are the same as yours. My questions are about Section 7 and 8. You know, they want to transfer appropriate money from criminal justice fund. I'm much more lenient and lax on that with their fund and more supportive of that. I'm not opposed to transferring out or appropriating out of county general, but I share a similar mindset to where that should be the option of last resort, if possible. I see a gap of $64,000 that is being asked to be appropriated from county general, and the margins are tight. I mean, I'd have to do the math, but I think it could be done. But they also have additional, I think they have additional headcounts that you've hired on this year, maybe, that might not have been, I'm not sure if they were budgeted for, but.
May I have some?
Please, I'll yield my floor to you.
So I had the same question as you did, what line items specifically, because all of the line items available in, or that are appropriated to in our Department 0400 Sheriff in County General are personal services. And to my knowledge, there would not be any available funding in Social Security matching, retirement, health insurance, workers' comp, unemployment, life insurance, or dental/vision that I'm aware of. The only items that we, myself, have ever looked at to transfer from are part-time or overtime. I know that in years past we have discussed transferring funding from full-time. I think Margaret has kind of mentioned in the past how that can become troublesome sometimes to do so. It, in my opinion, would be a last resort for us to do that.
Why?
Because once you transfer it out of full-time, you have to ask for that reappropriation if that position was rehired or and into the new year budget. It changes that. Margaret, can you help me with that?
I don't know how many employees you're short, but I don't see how that's going to make a down, cover the shortfall of $64,000. It might cover some of it, but you're not talking the rest of the year. You're just talking until she gets someone rehired. If it's the rest of the year, then you could do that, but you're, that 1,001 line item for full-time salary is also tied to that budget. And so if she thinks she's got that budget, but she didn't have the money in the line item, she's going to come up short. So, I mean, I'd have to know how long they haven't worked. We'd have to run a spreadsheet on it, see a projection on it to see how long they haven't worked and when they anticipate fulfilling them. But you don't want to zero them out if she plans on putting someone in that position.
And just to add on to that, I know you said we're about halfway through the year. We've used 14 out of our 26 pay periods that are allotted or that are budgeted for in the year, which would be 53.85% used. And right now in the Sheriff's Department, we're sitting at 51.16% used in full-time salaries. In the 0418 in County Jail, we're sitting at 53.62% used. There is not enough available funding there. And just as Margaret said, if that position is filled, then that available funding is not necessarily there at that time. One reason that, although we have these vacancies, that the percentage rate is still right at where it should be, it, or almost where it should be, is because the county personnel policy also tells us that we are to pay out employees for up to 250 hours of vacation and holiday that they have accrued when they leave. And sometimes when we have people leave, they have max payout. And so that's not just the hours they worked on that last paycheck, but it's also their payout of their accrued benefit hours. And that comes out of their full-time salary line item. And our positions are public safety positions where we can't always say, okay, well, that person was paid out that much, and we can't fill that particular position until 3 months from now because of what their payout was or whatever. Sometimes we have to fill it before then. And so they work together as full-time salaries, but each individual position works amongst themselves, sure, as well. So it complicates things when you start to transfer money from full-time salaries. And to be honest, I don't see that there's enough there for this.
Look, I'm going to dig into that because you said it, if out of the pay periods we spent out, we should be at 53% of budget.
53.85.
And right now we're
51.16 in full-time salaries.
So that's a difference of what, 2% or a little less or a little bit more, something like that. 2% of 1.3 million is 26,000. I don't quite see it making up the difference. So I mean I'm with you, Mr. Chairman, on the cause for concern, and looking to see if this money can come elsewhere before it comes from County General. I'm just not sure I see the numbers lining up yet.
Fair enough, Mr. Pearson. But what is missing from this sheet is all the below-the-line expenses, which can be transferred to above-the-line. So we have all of the sheriff's below-the-line expenses that are not printed here.
We have no below-the-line expenses.
They're not printed on this sheet, so we're all at a loss about what the numbers are.
There's not anything budgeted below the line in that fund. There's not anything budgeted below the line item in there. That's
in
why
the
there's
office?
Yeah, in that fund that you're looking, I mean, in that department you're looking at, they only have personnel services budgeted out of there.
If you look at page 22 of your budget book, it's the last page of the Sheriff's Department 0400, and you'll see that personal services, and then you'll see where other services and charges. We used to budget postage out of that, and then this year we budgeted nothing, and then it there's a grand total. There is no below the line expenses budgeted for in County General Sheriff's Department.
Well, where are those below the line items funded?
We have, over the years of having to cut county general budgets, we have transferred those expenses we paid out of criminal justice because the quorum court as a whole recommended we maximize our available funding and our special revenue sources when having to cut county general budgets.
Okay.
The expenses still are there, they're just not budgeted for out of that department.
Which comes from the county general fund, right?
Yes.
There's no below-the-line expenses, quote-unquote, that are funded from county general.
Other than in 0418, there was a portion of the medical contract that was, but that portion, that 112 or 113,000, has already been expended. So there's nothing there.
Okay. Thank you for refreshing us on that point. I think that's a pretty critical piece of information to consider.
Thank you.
Chief Woolley, question, you guys actively recruiting those open positions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Chief Woolley.
You said yes?
Yes.
Yep. I think we're back on section 9 now. Unless anybody has other questions about 7 or 8, I'm done with those sections.
Any questions or comments about Section 9? Section 10? Section 11? Section 12? Are there any further questions about any sections in proposed ordinance 22-32.
Now I'll move that we move it to the full court.
Second.
I don't want to make an amendment.
Okay.
I propose that we delete section 7 and 8 and ask Ms. Woolley to do an extensive analysis of funds available from unspent sheriff's, unspent salaries and related expenses to see if this $34,000 in Section 7 and the $30,000 in Section 8 can be addressed from internal sources rather than county general, and provide the committee with the numbers. Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Is there a discussion about the proposed amendment on section 7 and 8?
I do have a question. This request, this appropriation is being done fairly early for these two line items. You're not in the negative on those yet, is that right?
Miss Willie, if they're going to be negative, then you just don't hire overtime.
So I have a question for the chair on the motion. I seconded it to keep the discussion alive, because if there's timeliness, if there's time available, I think it doesn't hurt to do more research, present more evidence. But I would like to know specifically what you would like to see. I think that would help probably fulfill the request a little bit.
Well, we have unspent salaries and salary-related expenses that have not been spent so far. Now, are those adequate to fund in whole or in part the anticipated expenses for the remaining of the year? If the unspent salaries and salary related expenses are available, then the committee doesn't have to worry about it. If the funds are not available from salaries and related expenses, then the quorum court has to take it up. But we don't know that now. So Ms. Willie's got a little bit more work. And since, I mean, we have our committee will meet in August, and the full court will meet in August to address Section 7 and 8, which is more than adequate to, if county general funds are needed by September, you'll have them. So that's what I wanted to have a look at. And I don't know, you know, here on page, the last page of her handout on patrol, we've got three vacancies in presently in the patrol section. And she's somehow got to figure out how much that, what the vacancies will continue for the remaining months of the year, because they've all been positive. So assuming that all the number of vacant positions will be zero in the remaining months, I don't know, because the history is that we've had anywhere from 3 to 8 unfilled positions in patrol. So though that will affect the calculations in the salaries and salary-related expenses.
Well, I will add, Justice Pickett, though, that she did make the comment that when those employees who have left, that left those open positions, that there's payout out of those funds that would probably offset, to some degree, the savings.
Agreed. But that's her calculation. I mean, it won't absorb, as you said, it won't absorb 100% of it, but it will absorb a part of it.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
My question is, I'm not aware, you may have had it on your information, Scott, I'm not sure. How much available is available to appropriate in County General right now? Do they have a guesstimate?
Enough to cover this and more.
Okay. And then my next statement I would like to make is, if we had funding in these other available line items, that by the end of the year, that available funding was still there, it's going to go back into the wash of County General, the same that this appropriation would. And you're asking me to do additional work that I feel like is not always asked of other departments, to be completely honest. And I already worked very hard to project and provide this information for you all. And I just wanted to make that statement.
Fair enough. Thank you.
So there is a motion on the floor to delete section 7 and 8. It's been seconded for discussion. Are there any further comments about my motion?
Can I ask a question?
Mr. Willie?
Mr. Piggy, I wanted to understand your comment that you made a while ago about what you want us to do when our line items for this runs into the negative. You basically told us not to hire or not to allow our deputies and our jailers to continue their job of public service. Is that what you're asking of us? If I understood you correctly, and I may have misheard, if our line items go in the negative, you want us to not hire or basically not continue our law enforcement service to the citizens of this county?
I'm not going to answer your question.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir.
I have a question for the treasurer. Scott, what happens when line item goes into the negative?
That's a harder question.
I have a question for the secretary. Harder, what happens when line item goes into the negative?
Then we got to come to y'all and ask for the money. I mean, payroll, we will submit payroll through. If it's buying an item, I may not approve the claim to go to the judge's office. And then if I approve it, then the judge may not approve it. But personnel services, we will approve them. They will go into the negative. We owe the debt. We have to pay the debt. And then we'll come to y'all and say, we need this money.
From somewhere.
And I asked that just to clarify. I think from my perspective, they still get paid.
Though y'all do have an ordinance that says we can't pay in the negative.
Yeah.
I think typically it's been the county judge who's, when that's happened, put his budget on the line that he would cover for anything if
put
the form court didn't for that short term.
So it's an interesting question that Mr. Woolley put to me.
Personal services, everyone. It's a category.
If there's funds not available in the budget, and Mr. Woolley goes ahead and hires somebody, then rather than Mr. Woolley controlling the budget, he asks the quorum court for additional funds. That's what he asked me. And my view is, it's his responsibility to control his budget, to meet the budget that we passed. So, given the exchange now, is everybody finished talking about my motion to table, to basically table section 7 and 8 until next month?
I just have one final comment. I seconded the motion to keep it alive, but I'll be voting against it.
Okay. All in favor of section 7, of tabling 7 and 8 on my motion, indicate by saying aye, and I'll vote aye. And all opposed, indicate by saying aye.
No.
No.
Motion. question fails. So I think Mr. Higgins made a motion to advance 2232 to the full court for its consideration.
And I
we had a second.
Yes.
All in, if there's further discussion about 2232, then all in favor of advancing it to the full court indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Good. Advance to the full court. Is there anything further? We've got public comments. Are there any public comments? Hearing no public comments, then our committee is adjourned.
Erica, welcome to the Form Court.
Thanks, Will.
Oh, we're going to Woolly Hollow with
we
you.
We didn't tell anybody we wouldn't be here. No, quick, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Oh. Put that with that. And you can put your notes with that.
Yeah,
go ahead and stick my notes. I didn't do very good. Yeah. So.
Do you put this with this binder market, or what do you do?
Well, that I just keep on my desk because they can call you and ask to set a meeting. For that, doesn't have to be like out of your desk all the time. You only need that after the full court, and then we start putting stuff in.
And the third
room,
did you tell everybody
you were going to be here?
No, I'm not walking around there.